2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources. Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news. Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Very pleased to have joining us on the show today, Utah Senior Senator Mike Lee. Senator, thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you, Boyd. Always good to be with you.
It's a big day for you in the state of Utah. I know you've got a number of things you're working on in terms of the Social Capital Project, and I know you've also got some friends coming into town for some political things as well. And let's start with the Social Capital Project. Give us just a quick update there. We know there's been a lot coming out in terms of reports on inflation. Give us some insight to that.
Yeah, my Joint Economic Committee team, as you know, been running something called the Social Capital Project. For the last 5 or 6 years, in which we've been trying to evaluate how people experience associational life, how they interact together. And I wanted to find out what's happening with inflation. What we discovered is pretty alarming. You know, we've known that nationally prices generally are up at around 7.5%. We've even learned that locally inflation is a little bit higher. More like 9%, with products costing on average about 9 to 9.5% more right now than they did just a year ago. We did a deeper dive with this study, and what we found was that housing is up 8%, food 7%, energy 29%. That's having all kinds of impacts. The net effect of this, Boyd, is that nationally, the average American household is experiencing an additional $385 of increased costs on everything they buy this year compared to last year. In Utah, that number is staggeringly high at $511 a month. Every single month, the average Utah family is shelling out $511 more. This all because of failed policies coming out of Washington, D.C., and perpetuated by the Biden administration. Things that are making everything Americans buy more expensive. Now, keep in mind, $511, that's a heck of a payment on, you know, your child's future college education, or a heck of a payment on a nice car or boat, or even a nice payment on a house.
Yeah,
that's not going to anything. That's just going to higher prices brought about by excessive government spending, resulting in too many dollars chasing too few goods.
Yeah. So as you've looked at that and studied that in the Joint Economic Committee, that's actually led to some legislation that you have introduced that would actually require a little different kind of vote if inflation hits certain levels. Tell us just a little bit about how that bill came about and what it would actually do.
Yeah, we started looking at the fact that government itself is producing this inflation, this higher cost of everything we buy. And these government policies resulting in that, of course, come through Congress. So I wanted to make sure that Congress had a more difficult time inflating the American dollar. That's why I introduced a bill called the Price Act. Here's what the Price Act would do. It would require that anytime inflation rises above 3%, that requirement kicks in such that any new spending has to be approved by a 3/5 supermajority within both houses of Congress, the House and in the Senate. We want to make it more difficult for Congress to spend money we don't have, because what happens when we do that? The effect of it, it's a little more complicated than this, but the effect of it is essentially the same as it would be if we were just printing more money. And what that does is it makes poor Americans and middle-class Americans poor. Rich people find a way to get even richer off of it. They can game the system. But regular people are always hurt by it. And often it's done with members of Congress patting themselves on the back and being congratulated in the press and otherwise for spending more money, even while they're really doing all that at the expense of poor and middle-class families.
Yeah, you've often talked about the idea that so often these kinds of policies coming out of Washington, D.C. hurt the poor and the most vulnerable among us the most. And there seems to be this growing divide and this growing challenge in Congress, this idea that Washington just keeps saying, trust us, trust us. And really, it's time to flip the script on that and say, no, we trust the American people. And I know that's a big part of what you're doing with the Social Capital Project, is kind of flipping that script and forcing Congress and Washington, D.C. to trust the American people in a little different way.
No, that's exactly right. Whenever you hear politicians, especially politicians in Washington, saying, you need me, you should hear, no, Mr. Politician, you need us. Whenever you hear people saying, trust the government and be skeptical of the people, you should know that the correct answer there is good things happen when we trust the people and are skeptical of government. This allows us to do that, and this allows us to continually remind government that government works for the people.
And then finally, Senator, you have tried to take this Utah model. I know you've brought a number of people to the state of Utah over the last few years, showing a model of upward mobility and of social capital. As you continue to showcase that, obviously Utah has some challenges and problems in and of itself. But as you do that, as you share the lessons from Utah in terms of that social capital, upward mobility, what are your colleagues seeing and sensing, and is there a way to get that message through in Washington, D.C.?
Well, yeah, the message comes through loud and clear. Today I've got South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Paul here with me attending some political events today. They're meeting voters, Utah citizens of every stripe, and they're learning about how we do things here. And they're seeing what happens when you have a group of people who just want to be free. They want government to stay out of their lives. And in Utah, we've got a government that, for the most part, allows people to do what they do best, which is work hard and provide for their families. The government doesn't purport to be the expert on everything. Government's there to make sure that we're safe and that certain basic conditions are met. Then it allows people to work things out on their own. That's a message that Washington would do well to learn from.
Fantastic. Utah Senior Senator Mike Lee traveling throughout the state today, and appreciate the update and the Social Capital Project. I think that's such a vital thing, and love this Price Act in terms of getting some different kind of conversations going in our nation's capital. Senator, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Boyd.
All right. Again, that's my conversation with Senator Mike Lee. We'll actually have my conversation with Rand Paul coming up at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. We'll step aside for a quick commercial break. Much more to come on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.